This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and the toll-free number for you is 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. You get to control the site by submitting content to it and then voting on what you like or dislike. So if you find something online that you think is pretty great, you can submit it as show prep. Other listeners then see it and vote up or down. You can vote up and down on things as well. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get interactive and do it all for free. Coming up, Julia, you're going to tell us about hallucinations and the brain and how they're received. It's a very interesting study that's been done. But just a little bit more information on what's going on out in Egypt, where once again the protests are boiling over. Hundreds of thousands of people, according to Al Arabiya News, were rallying throughout the weekend. This report from Friday, protesting against what they say are attempts by the country's military rulers to designate themselves as the guardians of a new Egypt. And these people are pretty upset. They don't want the military to be in charge, but yet they still like the idea of having a military. So on one hand, they feel like the military is supposed to protect them, but the military is doing what all enforcers in the world of government do. They're controlling. They're taking over. They're not protecting as much as they are ruling. And people don't like that very much. They're protesting. According to the story here, the rally was called to protest a document floated by the government which declares the military the guardian of constitutional legitimacy, suggesting the armed forces could have the final word on major policies even after a new president is elected. The document, which includes guiding principles for Egypt's new constitution, also introduces clauses that would shield it from civilian oversight. Most of Egypt's pro-democracy groups object to the document, calling it an attempt to perpetuate military rule past the post-Mubarak transitional period, which is supposed to end with the election of a new parliament and a new president. Delivering the Muslim prayer sermon, Imam Mazar Shaheen urged protesters to keep defending the goals of the revolution. He says, "We reject the imposition of diktats on the people, and we reject this document. No voice can drown out the voice of the people." He says, "Those who fear Islamist movements in Egypt, I tell them, don't be scared of Islam in Egypt. Egypt is Islamic, like it or not. We want a civic democratic state with an Islamic vision that allows people to practice their rights and democracy." And the piece goes on to talk about how it's multiple different groups that have joined together in this particular event to rally against essentially total military dictatorship. Yeah, the proposal is to have a new president, but if the military can overrule the entire governmental structure, then isn't all of that just window dressing?
Yeah, it would just be a puppet president, you know, and the military would still be absolutely in control.
Right, so we'll let you people have some elections, and you can elect a puppet, and then right. we'll just do whatever we want.
We can pretend, you know.
And, of course, ultimately, even if they do get the military out of the way, it's still only a fraction of a degree better than having the military there, because ultimately, you know, the president or the so-called representatives or whatever their system is going to end up being, the parliament, is going to still be able to control the military and use them for whatever purposes that they like. So until people do finally come around to the idea that government itself is a bad idea, they'll continue kind of rearranging these deck chairs, replacing one bad guy with another bad guy, or with, replacing one bad guy with 100 bad guys in the case of replacing a dictator with a parliament or a parliamentary system or something like that. But as was pointed out earlier, you got to make mistakes in this world typically to learn in life. It's very difficult to assess information from people who can tell you, you know, we've done this before. We probably shouldn't go down that road again.
Mm-hmm.
The more you can listen to those people, the better. But sometimes you just don't want to believe them. You got to find out for yourself, and you've got to learn the hard way, unfortunately. 855-453 is the number here. So, Julia, let's change gears and go to something you meant to bring up last week. We just didn't have time for it. What was it, the news?
All right. So this is from New Scientist, and the title of the article is Drug Hallucinations Look Real in the Brain. The visions induced by an Amazonian brew used by shamans may be as real as anything the eyes actually see, according to brain scans of frequent users of the drug. Raul Araujo of the Brain Institute at the Federal University of Rio Grande do Norte in Brazil and colleagues recruited 10 frequent users of the brew called ayahuasca. They asked the volunteers to look at images of people or animals while their brains were scanned using a functional MRI, and then they asked the volunteers to close their eyes and imagine they were still viewing the image. Unsurprisingly, the researchers found that the neural activity in the primal visual cortex dropped off when volunteers imagined seeing the image rather than actually viewed it.
So when they're seeing the, when they're actually looking at the image, then the areas of the brain that process sight are active.
Right.
When they're just simply imagining the image, those areas aren't active.
Correct. When the eyes are closed, those areas are silent.
Got it.
But when the team then gave the volunteers a dose of the ayahuasca and repeated this experiment, they found that the level of activity in the primary visual cortex was virtually indistinguishable when the volunteers were really viewing an image and when they were imagining it. This means visions seen have a real neurological basis, and they are not made up or imagined.
So, for instance, frequently with psychedelic mushrooms or
right.
LSD or DMT in this particular incident, you will perhaps, on a lower dose even, you may not see something out in the real world, but if you close your eyes, you get what's called closed eye visuals.
Right.
You're saying that if that's happening, whether you're seeing hallucinations with your eyes open or closed, or both,
right.
You're actually seeing,
right.
Your brain is seeing something even though your eyes aren't being used.
That's correct. So a lot of people think, like when people make jokes about people on LSD and they say like, oh, did you see pink elephants walking down the street? And I mean, anyone who's done hallucinogenics knows that it's not like that. You know what I mean? It's different. But the things that you see, your brain is really seeing. It is real. You're not imagining them.
Mm.
And that's very interesting to me, at least. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating.
Michael Bramer, head of the Brain Imaging Unit at King's College London, said the study statistics appear to indicate something relatively robust. However, he said it's difficult to pin down whether the eyes closed responses on the drugs are quantitatively the same as normal eyes open neural activity. Functional MRI is not one-to-one mapping of cerebral activity. If it were, things would be easier. So he's saying that like reading an MRI doesn't exactly say what's going on in the brain. But I think it's important to point out that when they did the study where there were no drugs involved, they had completely different results.
Mm-hmm.
So activity really is, some sort of activity is really going on
right,
in the
brain.
Right,
this is significant. I mean, what they've discovered here.
Right. Robin.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, did you have something to say?
I'm just wondering, what does this mean to you? I mean, as somebody who has had a lot of experience in the world of entheogens, what is it that, which is kind of the new word for psychedelics, what does it mean to you?
Well, to me, I think Alexander Shulgin, who was the man who synthesized MDMA, he said that...
What a hero.
Yes.
Heroic
oh,
man.
I just love him. He said that... you know, he believed that there were all kinds of doors in the brain that could be opened, and he thought that, you know, a lot of these drugs, because he actually synthesized, most people don't know this, like 130 different research chemicals and things, and tried them all himself.
And,
yes, he did. He tried one, moved on to the next. He wasn't a druggie at all. He said he only did MDMA 6 times.
Mm.
He would
he was
synthesize
experimenting.
It, do it, write his findings, and move on to the next chemical.
Mm.
But
he's still around, right?
He is. He is very old, but I actually saw an interview with him recently. He's still trucking.
Neat.
So, anyway, he said that, you know, he believed that there are all kinds of doors in the brain and that you know, using some of these substances can be a way to open up different doors in the brain. And I really like that. I think that the brain is really powerful, and I think it's exciting to learn about all kinds of possibilities. And so to me, a psychedelic study like this says something about, you know, more possibilities of what the brain is capable of.
Toll-free number for your thoughts, certainly welcome on this or anything you want to talk about, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Is there more to the piece?
Yeah.
We'll get to that, talk a little bit more about ayahuasca and what it is. That's the drink that they're administering in this particular case. 855-450-FREE. You can share your experiences, bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My mother and father come over to the house quite often. My father came over to the house, went into his pocket and pulled out a handful of money. Began to pass it out to the children. You know, he made an announcement. Now let's see if Granddad has any money for these wonderful children. Well, five children came from everywhere. My father began to pass this money out. And I thought, this is the same man who, when I was his child, I would ask him for 50 cents. This man would tell me his life story. I asked my father to give me a dollar for the school picnic. He told me how he killed a grizzly bear with his loose-leaf notebook.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-FREE. And bear with me as I'm still recovering from whatever sickness it was that I contracted. Actually, you've been like debilitatingly sick recently,
yes.
Julia, but you sound better than I do.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, thanks for being here tonight.
Yep.
I feel great.
Excellent. So you can, by the way, you want to feel great about the future, you probably should go to wisefoodstorage.com. Get yourself and your family and your loved ones set up and give them peace of mind, because destabilizing events can happen around the world, and they can hit home, too. You know, whether it's a natural disaster or some sort of a mass movement like you got happening in Egypt, you can be prepared, protect your family, and you can do that over at wisefoodstorage.com. They offer ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness, and individual metal Mylar pouches that carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes by simply adding water. Give them a call at 855-FOODWISE today, and you can get a free entree sample. So find out for yourself what the quality is like of this this food. It's going to last you a long time. And visit wisefoodstorage.com. Also, you can use our discount code, and you can use a code FreeTalk, excuse me, actually both will work, FTL or FreeTalk, code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off of any order. That's 855-FOODWISE, wisefoodstorage.com, code FTL, and give your family peace of mind this holiday season. Let's continue here. We'll get back to hallucinations in a moment. First, Jeff is on the line listening in Chicago. Jeff, you're on FreeTalk Live. Hello there.
Hi. I live in a town in Ohio. And I'm home 8 to 10 days a year. I pay $1,700 a year in city tax to provide police and fire protection for my neighbors. That is my civic duty. You say that there shouldn't be, people shouldn't be entitled to certain things. I think as a society, I have one neighbor who had a stroke at 40 years old. He has three children. His wife had passed away 2 years prior. I gladly pay my taxes so he does not have to live in the damn street. What kind of society do you want to live in, sir?
Are you saying that people wouldn't help each other if they were forced, if they weren't forced to?
I think that our society, and we have a government, okay, should provide for people that cannot help themselves.
Okay, you didn't answer my question.
I don't know what kind of society you want to live in.
I want to live in a society where our neighbors' choices are honored. How does that sound?
What if they choose not to help someone?
Well, isn't that their choice to make?
Doesn't sound like they'd have many friends.
Right, yeah, I wouldn't want to help that person.
There's a lot
then,
of people that don't have
help.
Friends in this world.
And that's a sad thing, you know, but what did they do to get to that point? I mean, that they don't have any friends.
I mean, should I be responsible for my neighbor's home if it catches on fire? To have the fire department show up and put the fire out?
If your neighbor's house is on...
Why should I pay my tax for that?
Sir, if your neighbor's house was on fire and your house was in risk of being caught on fire, are you mean to tell me that you wouldn't be out there with a garden hose or buckets of water trying to help put it out? You mean to tell me you wouldn't help in that situation?
I would try to help, but that's not my profession.
Well, actually, there are volunteer fire departments.
To put the fire out.
Are you aware, Jeff, that I know you're in Chicago, so you probably have paid city fire departments there, they have volunteer fire departments all across the country in most places, and that works pretty well.
In small towns, they do, but most major cities have fire departments, and guess what? You got to pay for it.
Yeah, and guess what? You're paying too much because it's a government monopoly service, and that same service could be provided.
I look at it this way, sir. We have the greatest interstate system in the world. We have...
I don't know about that.
Safe food, safe drugs, all these things.
Didn't you call in drugs?
Whoa. You mean to tell me...
For.
Sir, I remember you calling in. Do you mean to tell me that OxyContin is safe?
OxyContin is something that people use. I've never used any
it's synthetic
kind of
heroin,
but some
genius.
For pain, is what I hear.
It's synthetic heroin, genius.
Well then, if you take it, that's your business.
I don't. But you said it's safe. Is heroin safe?
Heroin's not prescribed by my doctor. It never has been.
It is under the name OxyContin and hydrocodone and morphine.
Which is how most heroin a lot of OxyContin addicts eventually become heroin addicts.
Okay, let's get back to this, because I'm glad you called back in, Jeff, because are you the professional driver that called the other week?
I've owned my own truck for 36 years.
You are who I thought you were. All right, so you love having the government around, because let me make sure I'm clear on something. You believe that if people weren't forced at the threat of violence, that they wouldn't help their neighbors. Is that what you believe?
I know, threat of violence. The fact of the matter is, I helped my neighbor out before.
Well, I helped my neighbors, too.
I helped them out, but that's my decision. But the fact of the matter is...
Hey, Jeff, guess what? I pay. Not only do I pay taxes to the local government, but I also give money to local charities like the homeless shelter.
And I have 9 different charities, sir.
The United Way, and the United Way gives to way more than 9.
So you're kind of proving
9 different charities.
You're kind of proving our point, then, man. You said that if the government wasn't there to make everybody help each other, then nobody would help each other.
For my neighbor who had a stroke, yes, I don't mind that at all.
So what do you believe?
So you would do it voluntarily.
Okay, so great. So we both, Jeff, you and I, both give to charity. So why can't we just end the violence? Now, I guess you didn't see the violence. So let me see if I can show you the gun in the room, so to speak. What happens, Jeff, if you don't pay property taxes?
Don't pay property taxes, they'll take your home.
Okay. Now, do you consider that violent?
No.
No. So if someone comes to my home and says, Ian, you need to leave now.
That's how they fund schools,
but that's not how that schools have to be funded. You don't have to fund things that are valuable through violence, Jeff. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. So how about instead of funding schools by threatening to steal homes?
Right now, if I get stopped for speeding, I ought to pay a fine. Is that violence?
Yes, it's violence anytime somebody forces you to do something against your will, as long as you aren't harming another human being. So by not paying taxes, I'm not harming anyone, so therefore I shouldn't be thrown.
This is another question I asked for you.
Can I finish a statement to you, Jeff, please? I'd like to finish what I'm saying to you before you continue on here. So if I don't pay the property taxes and the sheriff comes to my home and says, you have to leave now or else, the or else is the part where it gets violent. If I don't do what they tell me, then they're going to possibly tase me or shoot me or beat me, physically remove me from my home if I don't want to go along with that. Now, what good does it do to throw people's families out into the streets? Can you explain that to me?
The fact of the matter is, if there wasn't any degree of fear when it came to taxation in the United States, people wouldn't pay their taxes.
So it's fine. Now, finally, you've admitted that they're instituting fear. And the way you institute fear is through the threat of violence and through actual violence.
Or threat of arrest.
Now, how about instead of using violence, Jeff, to solve...
rob a bank with a gun? I mean, yeah, I guess it is.
Jeff, when you're robbing a bank, you're actually hurting another...
You will be subject to arrest.
Jeff, when you rob banks, you're actually hurting other people. Now, look, how about instead of being violent toward our neighbors, we try honoring their choices and allowing them to make the wrong choice and learn from the consequences of those choices?
747 and fly, even though I'm not licensed. I've
what
never
the hell
flown
are you
one
talking
before.
About?
He's dodging your question.
He was just babbling on and, you know, they potted him down or something like that. Thanks, Jeff. We're coming up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. You can enjoy them for free over at freetalklive.com. Features including listening options available around the clock 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live via our live streams, broadband and... Broadband and dial-up versions of the show are there for you. Plus, you get details on the over 100 radio stations that air our program, the satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio. Got two channels up there that we're on. Our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Now, we're going to continue with you and your thoughts here in a moment, but first, want to let you know about the Stocking Stuffer program. It's happening now over at facebook.freetalklive.com. Mark, who is not here tonight, but he'll be back tomorrow night. He takes Mondays off. He has been doing giveaways, and we've been giving away fun stuff like Totesacks, Vaporsmiths.com, Vaporizers, LibertyStickers.com, Bumper Stickers. We've got copies of Guns and Weed, a brand new movie, an independent film called Yardley. Luther, did you get a chance to watch that
yet?
Yeah,
I did watch that. It was really interesting, you know, and captivating. I mean, I watched the whole thing. I guess I could say I liked it, though I didn't necessarily care for the protagonist in it.
He's not a winner.
Yeah, if you could call him that.
I mean, it's an independent film, right?
So,
it fits that mold of independent film.
They did an amazing job considering, what was the budget
$15,000.
For it? Like $15,000 to make a movie?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
It was pretty impressive from that perspective. I mean, the acting was good. And on top of that, I thought that, if for an independent film, it is exactly what you would expect it to be. And that is, you know, independent films usually aren't afraid to have unhappy endings.
Yeah.
And that's certainly the case in this this film.
Sure, sure. Don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, I certainly don't want to give
away. Brought up some good points about Miss Andry and how, you know, men are just not given the benefit of the doubt when it comes to sexual harassment.
So you could win a copy of that over at facebook.freetalklive.com. And the way you win is by just going to facebook.freetalklive.com and liking our page. If you've already liked the page, then just keep your eyes open, because Mark will be doing more giveaways as time goes on here. The next few weeks, we're going to be giving a bunch of stuff away. So facebook.freetalklive.com. Before we continue with your calls, just a few more comments on, I think it was Jake who called in a moment ago. Julia, did you want to share something?
Jake or Jeff?
First of all, this guy called in like he had, you know, uncovered this huge secret. He had figured it out, and he was the first person who would ever, ever propose this idea to you. You know what I mean? Like,
the idea that
this is a radio show where we talk about legalizing, or not even legalizing, decriminalizing all drugs and getting rid of all taxes. And this guy thinks he's the first person to call up and let us know the real, you know, the truth.
You have a government, and the government supports people.
And he just said it so, like that.
Yeah,
just,
but he admitted himself that he would help people. You know, and it's not like other people wouldn't either. And you'd have more money because you wouldn't be taxed.
Well, the other thing that bothered me about what he was saying, and it was kind of hard to get a word in. He was really loud and pushy. But he was suggesting that if you don't have government, you cannot have education, fire service, and you don't want it. And police security. And that's just
But that's
stupid.
How it is. Your taxes pay for education. That's how things are.
Right, but, well, what about homeschooling? What about private schools, you know?
Yeah, it's nice when you don't see the price tag on all of that. You know what I mean? I don't think he understands how much more expensive those services are because the government wastes so much money.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't have kids. Why do I have to pay for someone else's education?
Well, his answer to that would likely be that
it's my duty.
You don't care about your neighbors.
It's my duty.
See, I have no problem with supporting the community. That's why I said I give money to the local homeless shelter. And he jumps in. Well, I give money to 9 charities. Well, I give money to the United Way, and they give money to like 20-something charities or 30-something. That's what the United Way does.
Yeah.
They take your money and they distribute it to various different charities in town, so you don't have to cut 20 or 30 different checks. So,
right, and if you didn't have to pay taxes and you weren't forced to pay for, like, property taxes are huge here in New Hampshire because
right.
It's basically, there's no sales tax, and it's not like Florida where there's sales tax and there's a lot of tourists. I mean, it's how they pay for the schools here. But if you had all of that money back, you would have a lot more money to support, like, private schools, for example, that you liked, you know, you liked the way they taught.
And sure, it's true that some people may be real sticklers with their wallet and, you know, not give to local causes that need help. But so people should be free to make those choices, and they can always be ostracized. They can always be, you know, made to feel shame for what they've done. You don't have to use violence to change how people behave. People are more likely to change their behavior based on social pressure rather than violence. And that's the only tool that the government has. And, you know, it's a shame that he's a professional driver, because I know that from the professional drivers
I've talked to,
most of them are on our side, and they believe that the government does nothing but get in people's way and oppress people and restrict and control.
Oh, yeah. DOT has so many restrictions on drivers, it makes it almost impossible for them to do their jobs a lot. You know, they can only work so many hours a week, you know, and then they just have to stop. And the DOT checks, like, all their logs. They have to log their mileage, where they went, you know, what they're carrying, you know, everything. Like, they go over truckers and their trucks with a fine-tooth comb, you know, looking wherever they can stick a parasite to suck off of.
And all it does is raise the costs of transportation for those products, because the truckers having to jump through all those hoops and regulations just increases the cost of doing business. It's harder now to make good money at being a truck driver, from what I understand from some of the people in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harder to get it started, harder to get a foothold.
Harder to be independent.
Right, exactly. And so they've made that more difficult, which means that the cost of transport is higher, which means that the cost of products is higher, and it's completely unnecessary. Anyway, let's continue with you and your thoughts. Paul, listening in Topeka, Kansas. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. So you got all these people that occupy Wall Street, occupy this place, occupy that place. You know, I understand that people have the right to protest. You know, but the thing is like, if they think that they're going to do what they've done in the Middle East and North Africa, they've got another thing coming. You cannot protest your way to change. The only way you're going to change things is change the government. And the only way you're going to change the government is to vote the people that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing out of office.
Now, Paul, I don't know if we have the best connection. We're having to turn you up a little bit here. Now, look, how's that been working? I agree with you, by the way, that protests don't change a damn thing. It was Alexander Haig who said back in, I think it was the Reagan administration, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes. So I agree with you that protests don't do anything to really affect change. They certainly have their benefits. I think that they're useful for networking purposes, for people to meet other people, and then maybe from there figure something else out. But yeah. How has voting ever changed anything in a positive direction in this country?
Well, it's never changed anything in a positive direction. I'm probably guarantee you that a lot of the people that are doing this protest right now voted for a lot of change back in 2008 when they voted Obama into office. I would really like to know how that change working out for them.
Oh, I know a lot of them are upset. I know that
you got the little bit of change that's in your pocket because
You're absolutely right about that, Paul. And I know that a lot of them are pretty upset over Barack Obama. In fact, tomorrow they're going to be doing a mic check during the Barack Obama events, which is happening in Manchester. So they're planning on interrupting his speech and chanting at him and, you know, kind of ruining his little time there. So a lot of them are very upset. And I think that people that have been voting each year have the more they vote, the more they realize that nothing really changes. Anybody that pays attention knows that George Bush was elected for smaller government and made government larger than Bill Clinton even made it. And, of course, if Barack Obama promised he was going to withdraw the troops, promised there was going to be transparency, none of those things happened. And, he's making government bigger, of course, as well. So again, how if you believe voting will change things, what makes you think that?
Well, I mean, the thing is like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm in my 50s. I retired from the military. Every year when I was old enough to vote, I voted. Even if it was absentee ballot, I voted.
I get you. It's an easy out to vote, to believe that that will solve things in the future.
I'm not trying to say it's an easy out. But the more people that vote for a change,
hold that thought, Paul. We'll bring it back. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and run over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Dial in toll free, even in these remaining moments, enough time maybe to sneak your thoughts in here at 855-450-FREE. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. Head over there, support the show. You can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in, we'll reinvest it into the program, and we will get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, AMP-only podcast, and more. Go get the details, get signed up with any major credit card, as well as PayPal, over at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, perhaps you are a cigarette smoker. And, you know, it's probably not going to be something you want to do for your whole life, unless you want to perhaps die from your habit. Probably most people don't want to die from smoking cigarettes, and you can avoid perhaps that future by switching to an e-cigarette, as they are called. It is a vaporizer, and they are becoming very popular, at least around here. People that were cigarette smokers have picked the e-cigarette up from Vaporsmiths.com, and they have, in some cases, managed to quit completely. In some cases, managed to mostly quit their cigarette habit. And the vaporizer from Vaporsmiths allows you to step down, too, so you can switch completely to the vapor product, which delivers the nicotine that you want in a very easy-to-deliver method. You don't have to go outside in any place that I know of. You can use it right at your dinner table, right at the bar. You can, I don't think they've outlawed them from airplanes yet, although each airplane company may have their own individual policy. But in most places, you can use these things and no more hassles of having to step outside in the middle of winter or, you know, leave the bar when all your friends are having a good time. It is a great product. Vaporsmiths.com. No smell, no secondhand smoke, and you can use it pretty much anywhere. Plus, some studies show it is 22,000 times healthier than cigarettes. Not only that, you're going to save, if you're a pack-a-day smoker, the Vaporsmiths e-cigarette will save you $120 per month. So you're going to have more money in your pocket, you're going to be healthier, you're going to feel better, your house isn't going to stink like it used to. So go to Vaporsmiths.com, you'll get free shipping on all orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers. So use our coupon code FTL to get that deal. That's FTL has a coupon code, Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Before we continue with your calls here, we lost the gentleman that was on the line before we went to break, but I thought it was important to kind of finish up the topic of voting, because a lot of people understand that there are some serious problems out there, but all they've ever been told when they've been growing up and throughout their lives is that, well, if you don't like it, you can vote for a different candidate. As though that's going to do anything.
Right, and he kind of contradicted himself after saying that when he said, well, look at all these occupiers. They all voted for Obama, and they're not happy with the change they got, you know? So he kind of pointed out that voting doesn't necessarily bring about change.
I think he did agree with that what you're saying there, but at the same time, toward the end of his call, he also said that if more people would vote, so he seemed like he was leading down this road that, well, you know, if we only had more voters, then that would really help solve things.
But what's the point of voting when you have two jerks to choose from?
Right.
I mean, yes, there are independent candidates, but realistically, they can't win.
And what does it matter if more people vote for the same two candidates or fewer people vote for the same two candidates? Either way, a crap can candidate is going to get in and try to control your life.
So what most people do when I used to vote, what I would do is try to pick the one that would ruin my life, or what I believed would ruin my life the least.
Yep, that's pretty much how I go about voting, unless there happens to be some Liberty candidate like Ron Paul that is running in an election, in which case I will vote for them. But I'm under no illusions that that's going to change anything. Even if Ron Paul were to win, I'm under no illusions that that's really going to change things about how things work. The only way change can happen is if people change their minds. And as long as people believe in this system, as long as people believe in this decrepit old idea known as the state, and that's all it is, it's just an idea, and it's a bad idea. It's an idea that has contributed to the deaths in just the 20th century alone of hundreds of millions of human beings. It's a terrible idea. But as long as people are believing in it, as long as people believe this is a good idea, just we need to put the right people in charge of it. You're talking about violence, and there is no right person who can do violence better or somehow safer or whatever than another person. It's violence against peaceful people. So you got to stop that. You got to change the idea. And until that happens, we'll just keep repeating the same history over and over again, just sure. With a new pair of candidates. It'll be it's a different face every 4 years or so, different faces, but the same results, more control over your life. And so for those of you that understand the change that needs to happen, that understand what liberty means, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, that if you want to be free, you have to let go of trying to control others. And what they want, what they do. If you get that, then go to freestateproject.org and join together with other people of like mind. People who believe in freedom should get together. Otherwise, we're standing divided and nothing is going to work. You've got to get together. Let's go to Odell listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Julia.
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Hi, Luther and Julia.
Hey. What's on your mind, Odell?
I love your show, guys.
Thank you.
I've been listening to the show for the last 3 years. This is the first time I'm calling.
Well, I appreciate that. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I agree with you when it comes to experience what's going on in Egypt about the prophets. So somehow they know that Hosni Mubarak's background is military. So basically what the military is doing, they came up with this document called Laws Above the Constitution. So it's basically saying, oh, go ahead. Elect whoever you want. You want civilian government? Go ahead. You want to rewrite your constitution? Go ahead, do it. But we have this document that supersede whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, the ruling military saying. So when it comes to the process, what started it is not the Brotherhood organization. The Brotherhood organization was against this document. That's the march on Friday. But what really triggered this process is the families that lost their loved ones. And the injured people, they were camping out in Tahrir Square for the last 2 weeks, demanding whoever did kill people or injured whatever those protesters be held accountable for what they did. That's what triggered the protest.
So you're saying that they're demanding accountability from the military people who injured protesters?
Exactly. That's what triggered the second protest. Not the Brotherhood.
Because what's going on over there right now? Because my article was from Friday. Did they continue protesting through the weekend?
Well, so far, yes. It's still going on right now. More than 30 people have died already.
Oh, my goodness.
More than 30 people, and it's counting. So that's
what's horrible.
Basically going on right now. Now, another thing I want to talk about is Occupy Wall Street. I agree with Julia. when it comes to 1% and 99%, because I've been attending their GA since the second week of the movement, literally every night. And I wouldn't consider myself one of the 99%. I would put myself like between 60 and 70% because they have a lot of young, healthy people just panhandling in Occupy Wall Street, asking people for money. If you're healthy, young, why don't you go look for a job?
Well, if I were a panhandler, I'd go where the people are too.
Yeah.
So just because you're at Occupy Wall Street doesn't mean that you're an occupier, right? You could just simply be somebody who's looking for a handout.
Exactly. A lot of young people over there just asking people for money. I understand the point. And then it was okay in the beginning to have, like, different groups discussing, like, different topics, whatever. I disagree with some topics that, like, oh, they want the government. Okay, the movement is against the government, and you're asking the government to pay your school or, like, debt? That's ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. There's some big points of disagreement, I think, between liberty lovers and a lot of the people that would be at the Occupy movements. But, like you said, you've been going to these, so you must find some value in it, right?
Well, yes. As I said, in the beginning it was okay, but till now, they don't have a goal. I agree with the caller. They say they don't have a goal. They don't. And most of the GAs, they never discuss any of those issues that were brought to the movement. Most of the GAs are about proposals, asking for money for copies, asking money for sanitation, asking money for other things that have nothing to do.
Right, to just kind of keep the occupation going. I get where you're coming from, and thanks, Adele, for the observations. If you want to report in from Occupy Wall Street, I'd love to hear more in the future, although hopefully you can get on a better phone because that phone didn't sound that great. But I appreciate hearing from you. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
I say, so what if they don't have a goal? That's fine. It can be a recruiting ground to bring people to the ideas of liberty. And then we can give them a goal, like learn about liberty, then move to New Hampshire. FreeStateProject.org. See you tomorrow night.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor or go to Vaporsmiths.com.